happening. What's happening in the room is they're just getting the mics set, and we'll hear testimony from the veteran in a moment.
Thank you guys very much. I'm sorry, and thank you for listening. I didn't really plan anything, and then I started rambling, and I didn't finish.
This is Christian Appy. He was a guard at Guantanamo.
A year worth of... So, like I was saying, after the detainees were beaten, pulled out to the back, they were shaved. All of their hair, their beard, and then they were taken to wherever they were supposed to go anyway, and they continued on with their lives. Sorry, that was just the end of a story I forgot to finish because I got nervous. And there was one other thing I wanted to address about issues in Guantanamo Bay, something that you can pay attention to in the media, something that you can pay attention to in how people talk about these things, when and if they do. The usage of the term detainee, as we were told when we were deployed, it had to be detainee. It had to be detainee. If it's a prisoner, then they have to be a prisoner of war and are subject to entirely different laws. If they're detainees, then they're subject to no law whatsoever because there aren't laws for detainees. Because they are called detainees, they don't get trials. There's no pending code for how they're treated. It's semantics, and we need to pay attention to those. They're important. It's the difference between calling something a detention facility and a concentration camp, even if they're the same thing. And that about finishes up my testimony. I would like to take one opportunity to thank the gentleman in Motorcycle Awesome who kept me alive while I was in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, and via our oath to one another to make sure that we pissed off as much brass as possible, I'd like to say that I think I am in the lead now.
Some applause here at Winter Soldier 2008.